welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. One of the questions that has come in is asking a pretty interesting question, actually. What is the difference between a funeral home, a mortuary, and a funeral parlor? And actually, here in the Northwest, we don't really use the term funeral parlor that much, but in the UK and Australia and that kind of stuff, they use it. And actually, down in the South, they use the term funeral parlor as well. So let's talk about some of those. A funeral home is an establishment where the bodies are prepared for burial as well as for cremation. And we are technically called a funeral home. And I'm going to get into a little bit more of those nuances as we talk about this. A mortuary is actually a place where bodies are generally stored for burial or cremation type of a thing. And a lot of people get that confused also with morgue. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And then funeral parlor, now that's a fascinating term. And I actually have had people ask me, hey, can I come to your funeral parlor? And a funeral parlor is generally talking about where a body is viewed prior to a burial or a cremation. So let's talk about that. It's actually, funeral parlor came into usage more right around the Civil War. Before the Civil War, they were mainly bodies were prepared at the home and then they were buried. During the Civil War and after the Civil War, there were bodies were prepared for burial, you know, by embalming and that type of thing. That's really where embalming became quite prevalent. It was because soldiers died so far away, they were prepared, and you can and there were it's actually kind of fascinating. You know, privates, sergeants had different rates for embalming as well as officers, and then they would be embalmed and shipped back home for the families or for viewings type of a thing. And they were taken into a parlor. We kind of call those living rooms nowadays, but they were taken into the parlor of a home, laid out, and then the families did their viewings and that type of thing prior to burial. Now, when the 1900s rolled around and there were more funeral homes came into vogue, where undertakers who were able, you know, a lot of times they had, you know, like a furniture business, that type of a thing, and then they had their home, and the homes became more and more of the places where they undertook their business of doing embalming, preparing, burial, that type of thing. They moved into their homes, and a lot of people, in fact, there's still a lot of places where the funeral home is like the downstairs part, the families live in the upstairs part. And then in the living room or the parlor is where a viewing is taking place. And so that's kind of where all of that came to be. Now, mortuary, we're talking about that a little bit because people get that kind of confused. A mortuary is essentially kind of a funeral home because a mortuary is where you hold the body. And a lot of places have it at the funeral home. And that's where they're being prepared also for burial. But in large cities, there is a morgue that is not the funeral home. That's, you know, when you watch SCI and all that kind of stuff, the morgue is generally where the state medical examiner is at, and that's where they hold bodies. And in very large cities, New York and all that kind of stuff, there's actually those drawers that you pull in and out, and you see the bodies in there and that kind of stuff. Here in Newport, Oregon, our hospitals don't even have cooling places. So they don't have a morgue because hospitals also have morgues when somebody passes away. Large hospitals do. And then the funeral home goes and picks the person up at the hospital morgue and brings them back. Well, here in Newport, Oregon, we're also called the morgue because we're the only place in the county that has a cooling facility for bodies. So hopefully we kind of went through all of those terms. We've talked a little bit about the difference between a funeral home, a mortuary, and a funeral parlor. And if you have any extra questions, please ask them. You can also follow us on Facebook, and you can, you know, put little notes in there, and we will be able to answer those questions.
Well, we have reached that time in our podcast where we take a time and we take a moment and we remember all the families that are experiencing a loss, and we light a virtual candle in their memory. Let's take a moment. This has been The Last Track. I'm Brian Norris. You can find out more about Bateman Funeral Home at our website at batemanpacificview.com. You can visit us on our website, and you can also leave us messages there, or you can visit us on Facebook. If you have any feedback or any questions about today's episode, you're welcome to call us at 541-265-2751, or you can send us an email at info@batemanpacificview.com. We would love to hear from you.
And thank you very much for joining us today, and make sure that you follow our page to hear more from us.
Make sure to listen to our other two podcasts in this trilogy. Thank you for listening.